Have you ever wondered how to read years in English? In today's Everyday Grammar, we will take a closer look at some ways to pronounce years in American English. The most common and easiest way to pronounce years is to say the first two digits as one number and the last digits as another two-digit number. Let's call this the first method. For example, I was born in 1987. Last year was 2022. When we read stories for VOA Learning English, we use this method of saying years in most cases. For years where the third digit is a zero, there are additional ways of saying the year. Americans often say O for the number zero. So a number like 1,801 would be 1801. The first Mother's Day celebration was held in Grafton, West Virginia, in 1908. Another less common way would be to say 1801. In American English, it is common not to say the and when talking about years. Some people might think it sounds out of date or very formal, but for most, it is just an extra syllable that is not necessary. If the year ends in two zeros, we can just say 100. So 1,700 would be 1,700. If the year ends in 10, use the first method. 1990 was an unusual year for our circle of friends. When the year ends in three zeros, say the year as one number. 1 followed by 3 zeros is 1,000, and 2 is 2,000. I turned 13 years old in the year 2000. People often use the word year right before saying the numbers to show that they are talking about time and not talking about other things. With the start of the new millennium, the way that we say the years changed a little. There are two ways we can pronounce these years. We can pronounce them with the word thousand. Or we can use the first method, breaking the year into a pair of two-digit numbers. For the years 2001 to 2009, saying the year with the word thousand is most common. Between 2007 and 2008, the world experienced a terrible financial crisis. Barack Obama became the 44th president of the United States in 2009. After 2011, both methods are common. Amanda graduated from college in 2017. I worked at a local coffee shop in 2012. In VOA Learning English, we use the first method because it has one fewer syllable. Now, let's go further back in time to talk about the years before the year 1000. In American English, we often split three-digit years into sets. We usually say the first digit separately, and then the last two digits as a set. The year 492 was a leap year. In today's Everyday Grammar, we took a closer look at some ways to pronounce years in English. While the most common and easiest way is to say the first two digits and the second two digits as sets, as in 2023, This method is not the only way. We now know that the word O is used instead of zero for dates like 1901, when the third number is a zero. We also found out there are two ways to say years starting in 2001. How do you pronounce the years in English? Do you prefer one method over the other? I'm Faith Perlow.